Hello, you're watching Talking Europe. France and Germany have signalled a new start in their relationship since German Chancellor Friedrich Merz took office in May. The Franco-German engine in Europe had been spluttering for a while as infighting in the previous German coalition government under Olaf Scholz got worse, eventually leading to its collapse. But this Franco-German reset is not as simple as it might seem. Just in the last few days, for example, we've seen an obvious difference between Chancellor Merz and President Macron on the conflict in the Middle East, with Merz saying there was no reason to criticize Israel's bombing of Iran, while the French government was urging all sides to show restraint. Well, our guest today is one of Germany's most Francophile politicians. Günther Krischbaum is the country's Minister for European Affairs. He's fluent in French. He's a conservative MP for Baden-Württemberg, a region in Germany that borders France, and he was president of the Franco-German Friendship Group in the German Parliament, as well as the Bundestag's EU committee chair, and he joins me from Berlin. Good to see you, Minister. I'd like to start a bit with the NATO summit and how you think the EU is handling US President Donald Trump, because as you know, when he was flying into The Hague, he was saying, well, there are different definitions of Article 5, which is, of course, the cornerstone of collective defense in NATO. How do you think the EU is handling, or NATO and the EU is handling Trump, or how should they handle him?
Well, hello to Paris, and you just mentioned the right points. I think it is necessary that Europe is able to define its own interest more self-conscious than in the past, because obviously we have some irritations with the actual government, with the president in the United States. But on the other hand, it's perhaps also a wake-up call for Europe. And so we should see it as a chance to work closer than ever before together. And also the NATO summit is a chance in this direction. Of course, the challenges increased looking on Ukraine, looking on the war which Russia caused in Ukraine, looking also on China when I look on the economic dimension and on the role of to have a fair level playing field. There we have to compete with a very big country. Looking on the challenges which Africa are putting on the agenda, looking. But there we see one point. Europe has to stay together, has to define its own interest, and especially also in defense politics.
Do you think that Europe is staying together when you hear NATO chief Mark Rutte saying that the US bombing of Iran makes all of us safer? That was his private message to Donald Trump, which Trump then released, I'm guessing to embarrass Mark Rutte. But to be honest, I mean, there's a lot of dissension in among EU capitals on Iran, isn't there, as well as on the situation in Gaza?
That's right. The countries have a different stance also towards this conflict. But I think, finally, nobody can be quiet when Iran and Tehran have really, the Mullah regime, have really the atomic and the nuclear bomb. And, well, we have an international organization sitting in Vienna, which is surveying all the activities since decades, since years, not only the case of Iran, but also in the case of North Korea. And one point is very clear, that Iran developed the nuclear bomb and stood really in front of the final result. And so nobody can live in peace with a thinking that here the Mullah regime has a nuclear weapon. So finally, I would dare to say, if it was possible now to destroy all the plans, the enrichment plans in Iran, I think this is a contribution to more security, not only for the region, but for the world. And there I see the result. And now it is also necessary to find further solutions in negotiations.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point. Of course, U.S. intelligence seems to be doubting President Trump's own view that these nuclear sites were actually destroyed. But that's another story. I want to ask you a quick question, Günter Kirschbaum, about defense spending, because, of course, your government has just approved a draft budget with record investments and a surge in defense spending. You might reach 3.5% of GDP on defense by 2029. But as you know, of course, there are NATO and EU members which are far below that level. So collectively, when and how do you think this 5% target could actually be reached?
You're right. 3.5% directly for defense, 1.5% for infrastructure, which helps to achieve also the goals we have in common. And so I think it is ambitious. That's true. And it cannot be reached within the next year or in 2027. But finally, it's a target and it should be achieved together. And also Germany, it did not realize the 2% targets a few years ago. But I think the challenges are enormously high. And without security, we can do nothing in the world and nothing in Europe and nothing in Germany. So it's a clear contribution for more security and more stability in the world.
Speaking of international security, a few days ago, President Putin warned Germany not to supply Ukraine with Taurus cruise missiles. But he also said that he's open to talking to your Chancellor, Friedrich Merz. What's your response to all of that?
Me personally, I was always in favor to deliver Taurus because it's necessary that Ukraine can defend itself. And of course, then if we want it and if we wish it, because Ukraine is also defending European values, not only its own territory, then we have to go further and we have to go wider. And that means also to deliver Taurus to Ukraine if it is needed. And
no decision has been made on that. Just to be clear, no decision has been made on Taurus.
That's true. No decision has to be made so far. But on the other hand, I think at the moment that the government is doing wise, because all what we did in the past was made transparent before. And so Putin could react because he knew in each stage what Europe will do next, what Germany will do next. And this transparency is not helpful. And we remain it open. We let remain it open. And so I think it is necessary now to continue with the support of Ukraine, not only concerning the financial aid, but also to supply the weapons which Ukraine needs, because the United States wants to withdraw more and more from Ukraine because they concentrate more on the future, on the Pacific area, China, Taiwan, and the whole area. And so we have to concentrate on our task, and that means Ukraine is a European country, and so it's our European responsibility to take care that we have more stability in our own region.
I want to ask you about some of the core differences between France and Germany, despite this reset that was announced, as I said. Your government has said it's important for the EU Stability and Growth Pact to stay in place because that sends a strong signal to capital markets. But President Macron seems to have a different focus. He talks about flexibility, saying there should be more public investment. How open are you to more borrowing to finance that investment?
Well, first of all, also in the past, we had different opinions between France and Germany. This is not a secret. But decisive is the point that we have to find finally a consensus and to have an atmosphere of trust. And this, I think, is now the new dimension of the French-German relations. We are not opening only a new page. We want to open a new chapter in the German-French relations. Now, concerning the instruments, of course, Germany wants to have stability in the financial markets. And on the other hand, Germany showed also in the past a lot of solidarity. I remember only to the Renew mechanism, Renew fund after COVID. It was necessary to encourage our economy once again to invest more. And finally, it was a good result. But I think the instruments we have are sufficient. We don't need more common debts in Europe because the national states have a responsibility for their own national budgets. But this does not mean at the same time that we can spend more for Europe and once again, European security, but also to invest more. This, I think, is a contribution for the young generation. And this we should always take into account that we have to guarantee fair conditions between the generations. So that does not mean to make more debts, but also thinking on the next generation, because this has to be paid back one day.
Okay, we'll have to stop there. Thank you so much for being my guest, Günther Krischbaum, the European Affairs Minister in the German government. Thanks for following us here on Talking Europe. Do stay with us on France 24 for more news coming up.